Says you, Susanna put in, and with a rudeness worthy of Cy Fumalo. Whether you speak true or speak false, Roland said, I will push on, for I have promised. To whom have you given your promise? Fumalo burst out. For the first time since stopping on the castle side of the bridge, he unclasped his hands and used them to push his hair back from his brow. The gesture was small, but expressed his frustration with perfect eloquence. For there's no prophecy of such a promise, I tell you so. There wouldn't be, for it's one I made myself, and one I mean to keep. This man is as crazy as Los the Red, Fumalo said, not without respect. All right, Fumalo said. He sighed and once more clasped his hands before him. I have done what I can do. He nodded to his other two-thirds, who were looking attentively back at him. Fumalo and Fumalo each dropped to one knee, Fumalo his right, Fumalo his left. They lifted away the lids of the wicker boxes they had carried and tilted them forward. Susanna was fleetingly reminded of how the models on The Price is Right and Concentration showed off the prizes. Inside one was food. Roasts of chicken and pork, joints of beef, great pink rounds of ham. Susanna felt her stomach expand at the sight, as if making ready to swallow all of it. And it was only with a great effort that she stopped the sensual moan rising in her throat. Her mouth flooded with saliva, and she raised a hand to wipe it away. They would know what she was doing. She supposed there was no help for that. But she could at least keep them from the satisfaction of seeing the physical evidence of her hunger gleaming on her lips and chin. Hoy barked, but kept his seat by the gunslinger's left heel. Inside the other basket were big cable-knit sweaters, one green and one red, Christmas colors.